Welcome back to the show for caregivers. That's family for caregivers. We are family as caregivers, and we're glad you're with us. 800-688-9522, 800-688-9522 if you want to be on the show. This is Peter Rosenberger. This is the nation's number one show for the family caregiver, and I am so grateful to have you along with me. On the phone with me today is the author of the best-selling, it's called The Complete Elder Care Planner. Her new book is called Who Will Take Care of Me When I'm Old? This is Joy Loverde from Chicago. You're still in Chicago, right, Joy?
I am, and I'll never leave.
Well, she lists on her bio that she is a Cubs fan, and you know that there's a special kind of people that put that on their bio, their public bio, that they're Cubs fans.
Oh yeah.
So Joy, I'm grateful to have you here. And for those who don't know Joy, she's a leading consultant in the senior industry, trusted advisor in aging elder care issues. She is written several books and been on the lengthy history of media stuff. She's just an amazing authority on this. So, Joy, I'm so glad you're here. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you so much for inviting me.
I heard, I'm going to start off with some math. We don't normally do this to guests, but I'm going to start off with some math. I've heard that there will be $1 trillion changing hands in caring for the baby boomer population. Does that resonate with you?
That sounds good. Yes, it does. It's going to be an expensive proposition. As baby boomers, it's our responsibility to take care of our long-term care needs first and then the needs of our family. I think every one of us who can turn around and look at family members behind us, they would agree. They'd say, take care of that financially and otherwise, and let me know what you're doing about it.
Well, I was with my family this weekend, and while I was there, my best friend, we've been buddies since we were both 12 years old, and he came by. His mother passed away earlier this week, and we were just talking about how he's doing with it and so forth. And he said, you know, as he was leaving, he said, you know, it wouldn't hurt if you're going to die to have the decency to tell people where stuff is before you do.
You know. Absolutely. I mean, we're not mind readers, and it's so easy to do. Just put it in writing and then tell somebody you trust. So,
what are some of the tips that you would have for folks as they're going through this? Okay, we're getting older. We've got to deal with this stuff. Let's just go through some of the checklists that you talk to people when you serve as a consultant, when you talk in your book and so forth.
Sure.
What are some of the checklists, the big checklist points that we need to just start with right now?
Okay, so number one is money. Definitely, how are we going to pay for long-term care and how are we going to finance a longer life? Number one. Number two, where are we going to live and who's going to take care of us where we live? Now, those two cannot be separated. When we think of housing, we have to think of housing with care, okay? That's number two. Number three is what you just mentioned, the paperwork. Get your paperwork in order and get somebody to be designated as a durable power of attorney. Without it, it's a total nightmare.
Well, I was talking with some friends this morning at church, and they've got a family member that just passed away. And then there's the widow that's left and the home, and she wants to age in the home. 92% of people do want to age in the home, but that's not always feasible. In fact, it's rarely feasible.
It's good for a little while, but nobody talks about the elephants in the room, especially if we don't have people who are overseeing our decision-making. So if we're aging solo, when we all say, I love my house, I never want to leave, but dementia or forgetfulness sets in, we're really putting ourselves at risk. Not to mention the fact that our house is getting old at the same time we are. How are we going to continue to pay for these blown-out roofs and the broiler goes, you know, just explodes? I mean, there comes a time when it makes sense to start to look at how much stuff you have and then just look to the next phase and some kind of community lifestyle.
Well, the other thing, we had one of our longtime friends of the show came on, and I want to run this by you as well. It's not that I'm doubting her word, because I just think it needs to be reinforced all the time on this particular topic. If you do take someone out of the home and you transition them into a community-type living, assisted-type living, so forth, it's so important that you take pictures of the house as it is, where stuff is, because it's very disorienting for elderly people to move into a different environment. And
that's such a great idea. Yeah,
and so they suggested you always take pictures and try to recreate at least the bedroom as much as possible. Because we've all had those kinds of moments when we're staying somewhere else. We wake up, we have no idea what room we're in, you know, kind of thing.
Okay, so here's something fun. Here's a fun experiment. Next time you're home, go to your kitchen. Wherever you keep your forks and knives, move them to a different drawer and see how long it takes you to not go to the drawer you're used to finding them. We are so living by memory, all of us.
Now,
I'm absolutely doing that as soon as I get home. Sounds like too much fun.
John does that on a regular basis.
I do that just to mess with the kids.
Oh, it's mind-blowing. We just go, wait, you know? We all just kind of live in our environment by memory. And boy, when you move someone, it's so hard.
So take some pictures of that and so forth. All right, so we've got money. I was talking to a friend of mine who's a neurologist here in Vanderbilt, and he said when the diagnosis comes down for Alzheimer's, I said, what's the first thing that people start talking about? He said, hands down, money. How are we going to pay for this? Because Alzheimer's is a very expensive disease because it's not terminal immediately. And
yeah, it's chronic, just like you would if you had arthritis, which is also very expensive. And you can plan financially for Alzheimer's. And the best place to go is to the Alzheimer's Association. Just Google that, and boy, do they have a lot of information for people financially and otherwise.
Well, now, talk about your book now. It's called Who Will Take Care of Me When I'm Old? Now, you've answered that question, I would assume, because you've written the book for it. Is the book a question just in general that you're trying to solicit some help here?
It goes both ways. Most people get it right away, that who's going to take care of me when I'm old is me. And it takes a lot of planning. And so that's really the whole book is broken down into sections to help you not only plan for getting old, but also the mindset that we cop as we get older. I say all the time, 60 is not the new 30. 60. Stay there, mentally and otherwise.
60 is not the new 30, John. Did you hear that?
I don't know how I feel about it yet.
Well, you're still in your 30s, John. John is still in his 30s. I'm looking at the sunny side of 60. And so tell me one more thing here. Now, you speak all over. What, when people come up to you or when companies ask you to come in and speak and so forth, what's the hot, frustrating issue that you seem to end up spending more time with when you're talking to folks and consulting with folks and speaking on television and so forth?
I'm not ready yet. That's what people don't get. They don't connect the dots between, well, I'm not old yet. I'm not ready yet. I don't need to think about this yet. And so it's when do I need to think about this? Well, the answer is right this minute. So that's the interesting question I get almost all the time. When should I consider doing all this? How about right now?
Well, now, do you offer some kind of easy step-by-step just checklist within the book?
And
you got the Elder Care Planner. That's a best-selling. I assume that's what's in there. And I'm sorry, I didn't get a chance to go through all that completely with the holidays coming up and so forth. But
sure.
Do you go through that and just kind of give people you kind of hold their hand and walk them through this?
I do. In both books, there are checklists and there are worksheets that are available to download online. And you can actually customize them from my website.
Oh, that is so. Now, what is the website?
It's elderindustry.com.
Elderindustry.com. And I'll link to that in the when I podcast this particular episode out and the blog post as well, because we want people to have that. Again, this show is all about creating resources for family caregivers, and this is an important part of it. Planning. An ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure. And we're about trying to navigate through these very difficult situations as peacefully and as abrasively free as possible. And because once you get into it, I mean, Joy, you and I both have seen this. We've seen families disintegrate over these issues.
Yes. This is when push comes to shove. Families either get it together, have to forget about that past, you know, stop being mad at your sister who never gave you the wagon, stop telling mom you always liked Peter best.
Hey, you know, Peter best. I could get that.
Right. We just have to all be grown up.
Well, and that's hard for a lot of folks, Joey. It really is. But this is that time when I heard there's an actual verb now called adulting. John, have you heard that?
That is a gerund.
Is that a no? They're using it as a verb.
I know. A gerund is a subset of verbs. Peter. Well, okay. I was being pedantic.
John, you know, just because I'm an author doesn't mean I actually know the English language.
You sprung math on me earlier. Okay. All right, this is my revenge.
Joey, you'll have to excuse us. I graduated, thank you, Lottie, from high school. But it's they're calling it adulting, but I think caregiving is the ultimate adulting. You know, I think
that's when
we have to step up and put our big boy pants on, our big girl pants on, and say, you know what, we're going to have to just deal with this.
And as far as I'm concerned, it is the most rewarding family responsibility there is. You can't get this time back with your parents. It's the best thing in the world. You just have to look at it like that.
All right. Now, on that subject, we only got just a few minutes left here. The best thing in the world last year, the Cubs won the World Series. This year, not so much. Have you been able to process this again? Are you going back to the way you used to be? Is it going to be another 100 years or whatever? Or how do you feel about this, Joy?
Well, it's all related to my work. We Cubs fans are used to long-term suffering.
Too right you are.
So that's why you're such an expert at this. You really got long-term care laid out. Your heart. the tip of the day for caregivers. We always have a caregiver tip of the day, and today's was laughter. And so you fit right into that, Joy, because so many caregivers don't laugh, and you have you live up to your name, and I love
Thank you.
About you, and I'm so grateful that you took the time to call into the show and spend some time with us. And again, tell us your website again so people can find you.
Elderindustry.com.
Elderindustry.com. And this is Joy Loverde. She's in Chicago. She knows what she's doing. She's got the resources out here. We're putting it right in your hands.
She probably knows where to get a good slice of pizza.
I bet she does know.
Yeah.
Now,
yeah.
I personally have been to Geno's East.
That is
a fine place to eat over there, and I do love it, and I do enjoy getting up to Chicago when we get up there. I walked out of the hotel, and he's sitting on the street just talking to somebody, and he was just hanging out. It was Keanu Reeves right there in Chicago, down there by the White Hotel. Is it the White Hotel? Downtown.
It's right off of Michigan Avenue.
Yeah,
You have to promise me if you come back, you let me know.
I will. And it's a great town, and you're a delight to call, and you're welcome anytime, because this is an issue that's not going to go away, and we want to make sure people have all the resources they could possibly have. This is her book is called, and please get a copy of this. It is called Who Will Take Care of Me When I'm Old. This is her newest book, and she also has her best-selling book, which is called The Complete Elder Care Planner. This is Joy Loverde, and please take advantage of this. Joey, thanks so much for the call, and I do appreciate it very much.
Thank you, Peter.
Listen, this is what this show is all about. We are so committed to providing you as many resources as we can to help you stay strong and healthy. You know, you don't have to crash and burn as a caregiver. I'm 31 years into this, and there are some things I've learned along the way, and we bring in people who have a lot of experience, who have a lot of understanding, who are committed themselves to getting stronger and healthier through the process. And the way we get stronger and healthier is not by isolating ourselves, it's pushing against that isolation that all caregivers feel. And we will engage each other as a community. That's why there's a radio show for caregivers. That's why it's called Hope for the Caregivers. The Valley of the Shadow of Death can be a very long valley, a very long valley. And it can be torturous at times. But it says clearly in Scripture, if you keep on reading, Psalm 23, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. All right? This is a lesson that I have learned, and I'm learning, and I'm going to learn again tomorrow and throughout the rest of my life. And sometimes we are just slipping our scared hand into his scarred hands. That's what we do. That's how you do it. And when we get isolated, and that's one of the three I's that every caregiver deals with. We lose our independence, we lose our identity, and we become isolated. But now we have a mechanism where we can connect each other to community and strengthen each other along the way. people like Joy who call into the show and share from their own experience, from their own journey of doing this. And you. You have your own journey as well. And people need to hear from you. Every time you talk about it, every time you say it with your mouth and get it out, we all get stronger because of it. 800-688-9522. 800-688-9522. In this season of gratitude and Thanksgiving, I'm thankful for you. Thanks for taking the time to listen to us this day, and we'll be right back.